Hello, my friend. It's Christmas Eve. May we talk together, please? So we've been meditating purposefully for 23 days. This makes day 24. Thank you for coming along. At any time during the year, if you happen to listen in, this was just something that I shared for myself. And may it be an encouragement and enlightenment to you for us to know that the Word of God is alive. And every word of God is, as Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. We need it to live and thrive. So we were invited to the table by him. And we found out that he actually is the Lamb of the Passover, and he invited us. That is not the final time we're invited. We're also invited to a banquet, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Here's the thing. I am what is known as an empty nester. My children are not at home anymore, living independently and well. And I'm grateful to God, my husband and I are. But we miss them. When they're coming home and they have come home for the holidays, we are ecstatic to have them around. They're more dishes, yes, but that means they're home. And to fix their favorite foods and to hang out with them and to do things. But it takes preparation. It takes time. Because when you love someone, you take time. Part of this for me is the Lord telling me, you need to make time to get to know me. In all the busyness of your life, do you spend enough purposeful time in my presence, in my word, in doing the things I said? What I've been asking you to stay for at the end of this is, it is within me really heavy that the Lord is saying, to whom much is given, much is expected. We are most blessed. You see, most of us watching this, we know all the things. We know the 23rd Psalm. We've been reciting it, some of us since children. We know about the Lord's Supper. Most of us partake. We know that Jesus died. Most of us live in safe, comfortable places. Most of us are very wealthy compared to most people in the world. God has given all of this to us and made it available to us. He's given us his word and access. We listen to multiple sermons. We watch podcasts. We sing songs. Have we taken the time on a daily basis to prepare for him? You see, the Lord doesn't have to come back, which is what a lot of us, you know, Jesus is coming soon, the world's getting bad. But on a daily basis, are we preparing our hearts and our lives for him? I will be coming on with a prayer at the end of this day after midnight, and then I'm going on a fast from social media, but it's for me to set up for next year, hoping the Lord graces me into next year, and I hope he does for you. But may we be more focused than ever before and more purposeful to spend time and to prepare our hearts and our minds and our lives daily. Let's cut off things that we need to cut off that we know about. Let's do things that we know we need to do. Is there a neighbor we need to visit? Is there unforgiveness that we need to deal with? Do we need to pray more? Do we need to meditate more? We've got to stop playing games. We have to stop knowing him here, sitting next to him at the table like Judas, dipping our hands in, but not recognizing that the Lamb of God has given all that we might sit with him at the marriage supper of the Lamb. God is preparing for a prepared people. May we be prepared. In advance, let me say Merry Christmas. Let me say thank you.
And let us say together, Lord, prepare our hearts for you.